KBOOsports.com. Just search for KBOO. See you there.
Listening to KBOO Portland, your Cameron FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And, well, it's been a busy week in Switzerland. And on the ground in Syria, of course, not much has changed. It is an epic case of what happens when a little meddling, a little unofficial, perhaps, or perhaps official, but certainly uninformed meddling takes place in a region where it would behoove meddlers to dip into some history before they start getting their hands dirty. Headlines: droughts, floods, disease, mystery, pests. After a decade of increasing damage to Coca-Cola's balance sheet, that company has begun to embrace the idea of climate change as an economically disruptive force. And that is exactly what is on the table in Davos today in particular. The Koch brothers, of course, still haven't come around to reality, and they're in a position to change reality. Yesterday, City Commissioner Steve Novick, who oversees the Portland Bureau of Transportation, announced a plan to craft a new city funding source for street maintenance and related spending. So this is Steve, in fact, we can expect to see something happen for a change. And a Clackamas County judge has found that the city of Lake Oswego has the right to bar the public from accessing Oswego Lake. And you recall the bell curve in any given species? When the population grows to a certain point, it begins to fall off in sudden and unexpected ways, a victim of its own success. In a recent report, this one from Portland State University's Population Research Center, showed that last year, Oregon had the biggest immigration of the past 5 years, with an estimated net population of 1,000. That's the bell curve for you. Ask not for whom.